Portraits are often a visual experience with a photograph or a painting. But a new Iowan is making portraits of the state exclusively with sound. His most recent piece, For the Ear, highlights the often ignored noises of a city. It is now playing in an art museum. Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble reports.
In a downtown Des Moines alley, Alex Braidwood is standing on a ladder removing a small black box from the side of a building. Braidwood calls this box a listening machine. It's been here for a month, recording 2 minutes of sound every 20 minutes. Braidwood says he chose to record in this alley because it's out of the way.
It's kind of a non-place, like you're not supposed to stay here, yet this is where people will pass through if they're coming from like one of the bars to the taco restaurant. Like there's a whole different kind of like transient nature to this place.
Braidwood has four other listening machines around town, like at the bus depot and near the interstate. He compiled short excerpts from these recordings for his sound art piece titled Listen Right Here, DSM. This finished work is now being heard in a small dark room at the Des Moines Art Center. There are six speakers, each playing a separate track of urban ambience. One has the distant chatter of pedestrians. Another, the roar of a vehicle's engine. Some of these recordings have been slowed down and processed, resulting in a low-end rumble and drone. It's like an ocean of noise. Alex Braidwood calls his work a form of sonic fiction.
Because it's like I'm taking things that exist in the real world, but I'm putting them together, creating a new space, creating a new story in the same way that maybe like a fiction writer would draw from experiences, but develop a new type of narrative, a new space for the reader. In my case, it's a listener.
Braidwood wants these often ignored city sounds to be heard with no distractions. That's why there aren't any images on the wall of this bedroom-sized gallery. He says being here helps someone learn something new about the city.
Right now, music and sound compositions are often in the background. We use music to fill space. So part of the challenge, I think, is also just first bringing focus to sound, but then making it something that the people can engage with and potentially get something out of themselves.
Braidwood started making sonic installations in 2009 while pursuing a Master of Fine Arts degree in Los Angeles. Before that, he spent the first 10 years of his professional life in his home state, Michigan, as an interaction designer. This is someone who bridges the gap between computer and human communication, for example, work required to make a smartphone app. It's Braidwood's non-audio background that brought him from California to Iowa in 2012 for an Iowa State University job as a graphic designer assistant professor. He says the process of making visual or audio art is more connected than it may seem.
If graphic design is about anything, it's about communicating in contemporary culture effectively. Communication is experiential. It's about connecting with people on different forms of media through a whole variety of channels, and those things are constantly evolving and changing, and I am unable to decouple these worlds because they all fit together so seamlessly.
Braidwood's piece, Listen Right Here, DSM, will continue generating sound at the museum through October. He says because the playback of elements is random, every listening experience is a unique sonic immersion. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.